Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Unbelievable!
I swear to God, yeah, I don't know what I was looking at, yeah. Bro, I look up at my screen and I'm seeing man do samba. I didn't see man do steps. I said, yo.
Bro, this actually might be the funniest, most chaotic game of the entire Prem season so far. Like, out of all the teams, all the games, easily. And it's no surprise Chelsea were involved.
Hey, listen, that last goal by Jackson's the most funniest shit. You know he didn't mean to do that, bro.
What, he went round the keeper?
He was about to pass it to Budjic and then he just flaked.
Bro, he doesn't know what he's doing, man.
Now, Vicario made the decision for a minute because he goes to pass and he sees my man dropping. So then he goes, ah, shit, I could go the other way. We almost slipped.
Listen, Nicholas Jackson has given me the best moment of the season so far. Hat-trick against Spurs at their stadium for a 4-1 win.
Bro, I can't lie. I'm being so shameless in my group chat because I've got a Spurs fan in there. I'm telling him, you let mid-table opposition come to your block and drop four.
On top of that, they were talking about invincible. They were talking about going unbeaten.
Hey. Up everybody.
Hey, it's too funny. Hey, let me do a quick intro. Welcome, guys, for the Reactionary Boost podcast. Ah, it's been a funny day today, man. It's been a funny night, man. We've just come off probably our worst performance of the season with our biggest win. And the most, like, we just slapped Tottenham 4-1, ended their undefeated streak of the season, and we played horrible. Like, yeah, you, man. What are your thoughts, man? It's too funny.
Hey, listen. Hold on, Carol. Listen, yeah. If you told me before the game, we'll play shit, but we will beat Spurs 4-1. I'm taking it any day of the week. With a Jackson hat-trick, I'm taking it every
taking
day of the week.
Taking it, bro.
I've always said, yeah, look, there's two fixtures, that I look forward to before the end, beginning of the season, which Chelsea have to win. And that's Arsenal and that's Tottenham. Any other team is like extra. These are the two games that are must win. On top of the 2-2 draw to Arsenal, we needed a redemption. I thought, you know what? First 15 minutes when we could have been 2-0 down, I thought Potter's been a double agent. I thought, you know what? He came to kill us from the inside. But you know what? Thank God the VAR team pulled their fingers out of their arses.
Do you know what? Sorry to interrupt you. I was just gonna say, no, you finish. There, go to it.
Nah, I mean that's it. Like, carry on, innit,
bro? You said VAR, yeah. I'm trying to think how many VAR incidents and offsides did we have today? Because did we have more offside goals than actual goals, or the same amount?
Caicedo was off. Jackson was off.
Yeah.
Who else?
Son was off.
Who?
So wait, Caicedo off. Jackson had an offside goal. Son had an offside.
Sterling, Dyer.
Oh, Sterling. Oh,
Sterling,
okay,
Dyer. Yeah. So there were 5 offside goals in that match. 2 red cards. About
5 goals.
5 goals.
Little fight.
7 VAR interventions. About 2 scraps. This match was just pure chaos, and I don't think it went the way that anyone expected it to.
Do you know what, like, it is? As much as we were poor, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Spurs were poor as well. Like, until that doggy, like, when he was meant to get a red card. After that, it was even before they got a red card. Like, we started, like, pressing them and that.
Yeah.
It was just a scrappy game. And and Spurs went about it the wrong way. When they went 9 man down, yeah, they shouldn't have gone for the win, bro.
I didn't understand what they were cooking there, whether they were trying to prove a point, trying to be fearless or something, or if they just didn't respect us.
It was suicide because the 3 goals that we scored after that came all from them.
The high line.
Yeah, all of them. Literally all of them.
I'll tell you this for free.
Yeah.
This match Yeah. Even though I knew it already, I could have told you this from time. This match told me exactly why Tottenham will never win this league, bro. Because, listen, football is a good percentage of winning the title, yeah. But most of it is mental. Like a good percentage of it is mental. And I don't even know how it happened because we didn't cause it to happen. But like El said, that Udogie yellow card that should have been a red somehow set them off into a state of madness. I don't
Bro.
understand why their blood was so hot. They were all over us. If they maintained composure, they probably would finish that half 2-3 nil up. Easy. Because we were disorientated. But even though they got us a bit heated, they got madder. Like Romero, for whatever reason after that moment, decided I'm not finishing this game. And yeah, Spurs are Spurs, isn't it? And
Bro, do you know what it is? I think between, in fact, for the past few weeks up until that first goal today, I think I must have gone through every single prediction. Like after the Arsenal game, I said, "Okay, you know what? I think we can beat Spurs." After the Brentford game, I was like, "We might draw." Then when that first goal went in, I went, "Yes, yeah, finished." Like that, this match is Nah,
done.
bro, I disagree, man. Do you know what? I even said before the game, I was like, look, yeah, we're going to draw or win. We're not dropping points this game. I knew we weren't dropping points. Although I thought, like, when the game started, like you said, you know, the whole we could have gone 2-0 down, and I was thinking Poch was a double agent. But I don't know, there was something in the back of me, man. I kind of believed, man. Poch, I kind of believed.
You know what it is? I feel like just to reference last week, yeah, where it was a bit mad on the pod. I feel like me and Carell are actually going to be on the same page today.
Are we?
For yeah, I feel like we will, you know, genuinely. Like just
I.
like
It's only
over.
because it's only because we won. Otherwise, Caicedo.
Wait, wait,
Bro,
wait.
bro, no, bro, bro, no,
Wait. Do you think a win's gonna let him
I
off the
don't start
hook?
this again. Don't
Bro,
start. Do
no,
you think a
bro.
win's
The
gonna
funny
let
thing
him off
is,
the hook?
not even just on Mr. Ecuador, on everything. I just think we'll be on the same page, and especially about the Caicedo. Carell, in fact, I'll let you speak.
What on him?
Yeah, speak on him.
Oh, he was. You know what is, okay, let me start this off fairly, innit? Because people are saying I'm biased here. Enzo was fucking shit today, innit? But Enzo was shit, but he didn't bail him out. And this is what's pissing me off, bro. Like, I don't want it to be a thing where it's tit for tat. Like, oh, yeah, if I say Caicedo was shit, it's like, what about Enzo? But, or if Enzo's shit, what about Caicedo? Bro, you're both over 100 million. Like, in matches, you should be bailing each other out. Guy. Do you know, I don't even have the energy this week because all I was comment on is this guy needs to stop playing passes longer than 5 yards because they're atrocious. They're
Atrocious.
absolutely atrocious. Like he literally pings the ball like an under 14s player and it pisses me off.
Do you know what kills me? Do you know what kills me? Yeah. Last week I spoke about his switching, and Els was very quick to pull me up on it. I still don't think it's as bad as you man say. However, his posture when he's switching the ball is too
Not just a
funny.
Shams, you know
It's
why you
like
don't see it?
he
He
kicks it with
plays
his whole
so
body.
it's
You know
behind
why
the
you don't.
player. Like it's not accurate either. Like his switches really slow us down. Like we could be on like there could be space for us to run forward, and then Caicedo switches it. And now you've given time for the defenders to get back.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper might even build up a shisha or something. Did you get it? Like
You
you're giving time for
know
everyone to
what
do
it
their
is?
thing, bro. Mums.
Yeah, because Shems, the way you're looking at it, yeah, where you're saying it's not that bad, it's because you're seeing it go to the person it's supposed to go to.
Yeah, I
But
hear the angle
how
you man
I'm
saying
looking at it
still.
is the manner in which the ball travels. Because, bro, more time, if you're gonna like, it doesn't matter what technique you use to get out there, but more time you want it to actually hit them in the chest so they can chest it forward and go, or hit their feet cleanly so they can just control it out their feet. But most of the time, his pings are either going, making the player go backwards, or they've got a lot of hang time, or they're bouncing like 5 yards before it gets to them. So it's like Elson is slowing it down because whatever they wanted to do, the defender is now watching the ball travel. It's taking its time. It's taking its time. By the time he's controlled it, he can either close him down, or they can really reshuffle and defend it. A good ball out there puts you in a 1v1 situation, and he just doesn't do that. It's not his strength, but he keeps trying it. And to be fair, after the first like 20 minutes or so, I was kind of indifferent about his performance. Like, if the first 20 minutes had carried on how it went, I'd have been on him. But like I said, we've won. It's Tottenham.
But not just that, though. The thing is, yeah, and not to, like, make this negative, because obviously, like, we just beat Spurs 4-1. Like, obviously, we should be positive. But at the same time, do you know what Caicedo, yeah? Just the one thing that also pisses me off about him, yeah? He always looks to draw the foul. If you're an attacker, I don't mind that. But as a, like, the deepest midfielder, you got to be careful, because you're not always going to get that decision. And then next thing you know, there's, like, an attacking mid running against three defenders, and you're just putting us in the lurch, but...
I was saying this is what I was saying about him in a group chat, and it's one of my gripes with him. By the way, Karel, I hear you on the switching thing, so I can concede to that still. So I agree with you and Els there. With that drawing the foul thing you're saying, Omar, I'll make this last point and then we'll leave Caicedo, because I feel like if you really want to hear about Caicedo, you can go and listen to last week's pod, innit? But he's very comfortable on the ball. And you see what you're saying, he draws in the foul a lot. That's where he gets too comfortable, and then that translates to complacency. And that's why sometimes he gets dispossessed in between the halfway line and 6-yard box. And before you know it, they're rushing on the counter. So I hear you with that one, Omar.
You know what it is? I don't see this comfortability on the ball thing, because his first touch is horrendous, bro. Like today, like he was just bad. Like every time he touched the ball, like I'm just thinking that, like, rather they can take the ball from Enzo as well. Enzo today was mad. Like last year. Let's move on from Caicedo, and let's go on to Enzo. Today, he was shit.
They were getting the midfield in that first 15-20 minutes. They were getting rings run around them. Bro, it was Pete.
I saw something about Enzo asking the bench to change the tactics, because we were getting overrun in midfield or something.
That he tried to talk to Poch. Poch didn't hear him, so he told James, and James went and spoke to him. If something's actually happened there, and that's occurred in line with the Udogi yellow that was a red, then maybe that makes a bit of sense.
But to be honest, yeah, like, as positive as the win is, like, and Omar kind of alluded it to it earlier about Poch being a double agent, I still think he's set up like a double agent. Like, the way we set up, we were going to lose that game. And we 100%. Genuinely didn't adjust. The only thing that bailed us out in that game was figuring out that they were playing a stupidly high line at all times and just feeding it to Sterling and just trying to make the run backwards towards their goals.
And the rash tackles they did.
Literally. Outside, there's not one, even when they went down to 10 and 9 men, there was nothing that Poch instructed or implemented in that performance to say, yeah, like we should have won this game. Because at one point, we were literally just spamming, playing the ball through and hoping that we're not offside.
My boy said we were spamming triangle throughout the whole match. Oh. L1 triangle.
Literally. And we're always offside, man. Us always. So dumb.
Yeah, but the thing is, man, we can make it seem like, cool, we're always offside, so we're not watching the line. But you have to understand, a team that plays a high line knows how to play a high line. Otherwise, it'd just be easy to play in behind them. So where we're playing very immaturely in terms of trying to force it through, they can see it coming from a mile away and take that step.
I want to get
fucking us up.
Yeah, I want to get all this negativity out the way so that we can talk about positives in a bit. But oh my god, when that Son goal went in, I thought I was here to turn off the match, man. I was here to turn off the TV. It was too peak. And can we talk about Colwill for that first half? Because I feel like that was his worst performance in a Chelsea shirt, you know.
It was shit, but I want to give him credit for standing up to the Tottenham players. Man, I wanted more players to back him, but we need that in rivalry. Pasha. I love seeing beef in rivalry. Like, it reminds me of the battle at the bridge. Remember when Danny Rose was trying to kick everyone?
Yeah.
And, like, we were retaliating. That's what I want to see from Cole, but...
Yeah, man, but when you're playing well,
it covered a shit show. Yeah,
don't use your anger to cover up a stinker, bro. I've been saying about this guy, bro.
You're being harsh, yeah. You see that Kulusevski goal, why did he give him so much time on the ball?
But he did the same thing against West Ham as well.
Bro, literally stands off. He's trying to defend with aura, but I don't think he realized he's not he's not VVD. It doesn't work for him. What? And that's how Kulusevski was able to come in and get his shot off. He gave him much space. Yeah.
Facts. Hey, you know one thing? You know I didn't clock Silva was playing for time.
He looked all right, to be fair.
He was all right, but I didn't realize he was there. I don't know why. I feel like all the attack was kind of like evading him in a way.
He's hiding, man.
I can't lie. All our attackers did shit. Like, even I thought Sterling did shit. Like, I don't know how we got away with
Sterling was
what
woeful,
we did,
man. Woeful.
Wait. Before we get to them, man, bro, back to Colwell. We're now, because it's not fair that I do this with Caicedo and I don't do this with other people in it. We're now 10 games into the season, 11 maybe. I don't know. I don't look at the table anymore. I need someone to tell me what this Colwell guy's on. Because they anointed it with legend status before this season even started. They told me, don't sign this defender. Don't sign that defender. Don't sign Guardiola. Don't sign. Don't sign anyone.
Do you know what, bro?
I need to see what this is because I'm telling you, we're 11 games into the season. No one can even tell me this guy has been better than Trevor Chalobah's first 11 games of his Chelsea career, bro.
No chance whatsoever. And the thing is, I was saying this last season when Badiashile started playing for us, and obviously he was looking really comfortable in that left centre back position. And people were telling me that Colwell will come and be better than him and displace him. And this is what I was saying, like, let him come and prove himself first. And I'll be so real, there's no Colwell performance that I think has been better than what Badiashile was showing us last season.
I think, to be fair though, I think surely Cucurella will be the right comparison right now because of the left back position.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
I don't think he's been better at left back than Cucurella this season.
Nah, I agree. But you know what it is here with Colwell? It's like every time I see him as left back, I want him. I think like, right, he's so dead. But when he plays left centre back, he actually puts performances. So I think
he's more assured.
This also boils down to Poch. Like, I think playing him at left back is just setting him up. He always does the same shit. Every time he plays him at left back, he's shit. He doesn't defend well when he's a left back.
What else? Right? Because I can excuse certain aspects of the game that doesn't, like, relate to him in terms of, you know, sometimes the 1v1 defending against wingers. Like, you don't really have to do that as a centre-back. Fair enough, right? But even, like, on the ball.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, I was sold that this is, like, This is a new age English centre back, English defender. This is like John Stones and PK and them man on the ball. Like, bro, every game, I don't feel really like wholeheartedly assured when he's on it in terms of what he's gonna do with it. Yeah, he could control a ball.
Crap. Pause.
Huh? What'd you say?
His long balls
are crap. What? Oh,
his long balls. Do you want me to say it again?
Yes, please.
His long balls are not good, bro. His long passing is not great. Like, it's not like angled correctly. Like, you know, like if you play like a long ball through, like let's say the side of the wing, you need to play a certain way. This guy doesn't play it any way. Like, it's always either going out or it's going closer towards the keeper. Like, it's never like angled correctly, and the strength on it is never good either. Like, he's just. He needs to stop that shit. Just same way with Caicedo. Just stop the pinging, bro.
Do you know what?
But on that, go on, Carol, go on.
I was just gonna say, yeah. Considering we spoke about these three like players, yeah, Cucurella, Caicedo, and Colwell. Every time I watch them, it just makes me feel like they were really just products of a very good system at Brighton. Because when I watch them. At Chelsea, like, fair enough, we're in disarray at times and we're this and we're that, yeah, but I struggle to see, like, the individual quality that brought them here. And that's where I think, like, maybe the system was that good. And maybe if we develop a system here, they can excel within it. But it's like, individually, as in, like, do you have an X factor that makes you rated so high? I don't see it with any of them.
No, I agree still. None of them are showed it this season. I agree with that still. I agree.
Especially Cucurella, man. Like, I see that you can argue with certain things that he has, but Cucurella, that guy in attack is...
But one thing I will say, though, and just to make it a bit more positive then, is on Colwell, shout out Poch then for making a sub for Cole, for actually being proactive and actually doing something in game to be proactive.
Omar, I could see that red card from a mile off, man.
If he doesn't get booked, and gets into that scrap, or one or the other, he doesn't get taken off at half time, even if it's not for a tactical reason.
That is probably the reason.
Tactically, he needed to come off because he wasn't having a good game.
But the thing is, though, like I said, I'll give credit where it's due for actually being proactive, because some managers will be like, you know, it might affect their morale if I take them off or whatever. But shout out him for being proactive. He made the sub. It was a good sub. And luckily, we got away with the win, because I would have put Kukurea's head on a stick for that miss. But other than that, I've got to give credit where it's due for actual in-game management, because even it's not common for managers to make halftime subs. I think we kind of got a bit used to it under Tuchel. We thought it was like a bit normal, but managers in general don't do that. So, like I said, I'll give credit where it's due to Poch for doing that, and it paid off in the end.
You know, let's make this pod more positive now. You know, we've done all the criticism. Let's move on to good things. Els, I know you must be in a good mood. A very, very good mood. Someone you've been raving about for weeks. Danced on the up block. Put three in their net.
Do you know what's meant? I said it in one GC yesterday. I was like, Jackson's scoring a hattie today.
You didn't believe that, bro.
I was, you know what's meant?
You didn't believe that.
Man, I was joking, bro. I did not mean that shit.
Look, it's like, might be one of the funniest hat tricks I've seen, you know.
Man, like Jackson has given me the funniest day of the season, like the most glorious day as well. Like, because we were so shit and we won 4-1 and he scored a hat trick.
Hey, listen.
It's such a massive thing, but he was so shit.
You know what's mad, yeah? I'm looking at it now. The guy, he had 6 shots, yeah. 3 goals. He easily could have had 6 goals.
Easily, bro.
I'll say five. Because it's the header and then the last one. But the other one that was one was offside, innit?
I think it was the there was one where
goal. Was he offside?
Yeah, wait, when he was the one on one that he shot and Vicario saved.
He was. But there was one where he got the rebound. And Skip came and took it off him. But I think I can allow that there were bare bodies in the way for that.
But there was the first half chance as well that he got the ball off a Sterling pass. And then he done himself well to handle the defence, but then he just showed it kind of like his shot was not good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not mad, innit? He scored 3. I'm not mad.
Do you know, this is what I need. Maybe I'm hopeful, right? But this is what I need. I know we played crap. I know he played crap. But please, 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 play with... Cool. Just be confident. Get the goals. That's the goals.
The thing is, today we were crap, but at least we scored. This is something we don't do normally.
Hey, listen, I'm saying it now. Certain man are saying we played our crappiest game of the season, whatever. I'm saying we played our crappiest game of the season and we scored 4 goals and beat the only undefeated team.
Wait.
If that's what we're doing at our worst, perspective, innit? That's what I'm saying. That's that perspective.
Sure. I need to just drop this bar just for Tony, innit? Just for Tony. I know you're listening somewhere. Nicholas Jackson has a Premier League hat trick before Marcus Rashford. That's all I need to say.
Wait, hold on. Els, quick thing there. They were giving you stick about a certain United striker who has, I believe, a grand total of zero goals.
Jackson today scored the same amount of goals as Hoyland has in his Manchester United career. Today alone, man.
It's not looking good, bruv.
But listen, you know what he done as well that really, I was happy with him? Towards the end, yeah, Mudrik gave him a good pass for him to score and he skied it. I was happy, bro. I was like, Mudrik, I swear down.
Maybe he hates Mudrik because he did square it to him. And then when he got it squared back, he skied it.
Oh, that's too funny.
Hey, Jackson is going to be live today, bro. This is what I want from a Chelsea player. Ruin the other players I don't like. Score a dirty hat trick.
When one of your shit players, bads up the other team, like one of your ops, they can't chat for you. Because it's all well and good. Like if Cole Palmer scored a hat trick, or Enzo scored a hat trick, or I don't know. Sterling's got a hat trick, yeah. Like people go, oh, that's normal. Like these are like big,
Yeah.
big players. But when it's one of your like banter players that does it, like him or Gallagher, or like
bro, you
know,
have to use the
Modric, like one of those guys, bro. No one can chat for you.
You
like,
have to use the sentence word for word. Hey, you let Jackson put three in your stadium. Brother, word for word.
On his first goal, he blew kisses at the opposition fans. On the second goal, he told him to shut up. And on the third goal, he done a suit.
But I felt like I was in an actual speed stream, bro.
Hey, where's Jackson from? Is he Senegalese?
Senegalese, bro.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I said allegedly. To be fair, that guy is meant to be 23. We know for a fact he's at least 35, bro. He don't look 23. I ain't believing that.
Hey, off topic here, what do you lot think of the... there's a debate going around about Jackson versus Werner, by the way. I don't know if you lot have seen it.
Jackson's worse. You think so?
He's worse.
I think Werner's worse. Do you think Jackson's worse than Werner?
Jackson's worse, bro.
Nah.
You know what this is? This Jackson match here, this Jackson match is his Southampton.
No, come on, I'd rather that be
Tottenham. What the hell?
No, but, I'm saying in terms of, you know, like early in the season, one game that everyone gets hope
I know
over.
What you're saying.
This is Carole, Southampton.
Werner was playing in a better system, first of all. Like in a team that were
Was he?
Well. I think so.
He's playing on the Lampard at this point, you know.
He played in the Champions winning league team, bro.
Wait. No, but I'm not gonna compare 2 years of Werner to 3 months of Jackson just yet. I'm taking it era by era. And I'm saying at this point, Jackson is still worse for me than Werner was.
I don't know, man.
Nah. You
know,
I started losing hope. Werner scored by this point?
Yeah, of course he had.
How many? Two.
He had a few.
Jackson has five. Werner is categorically the worst striker I've ever seen at Chelsea. Let's not do that, bro.
Inability, Carole, like, Jackson, yeah, as much as he's a bozo in front of goal.
Bro, he's shit, bro.
Nah, but listen, the level he plays at is not great yet. But Werner, yeah, you were watching him play and you were like, how did this brother make it to professional football?
I was watching Jackson thinking, this guy, he plays like he's at fucking Eltham goals, bro.
Hey, someone said
every time he goes against the ball, he turns around and starts running at the goal. That's what man do at goals.
Hey, Carole, someone said he plays like actual speed.
Oh my god, they're taking the piss. No, same trim as well.
That's the only move he's got, bro, is come short, get the ball, turn around and run at the defense and do nothing with it, bro. What's the difference between that and Werner getting it in the left channel and doing fuck all with it as well?
Listen, we got to understand here, right now, at this current moment in time, we're just comparing cheek for cheek, right? Because none of them were really like setting the world alight at this point. But even looking down to the most basic, like,
Just to confirm in it, because people wanted to doubt it. At this point, Werner had eight Chelsea goals.
Same moms.
He had eight Chelsea goals.
Jackson's got six.
No, but he got eight in all competition, eight in the Premier League, didn't he, that year?
No, I'm saying in his Chelsea career, you could use Jackson's Carabao Cup goals as well if you want. But
yeah, but he had Champions League. He had more competitions to score in.
Yeah, but let's not pretend like if Jackson was in Champions League, he'd be scoring, man.
We don't know that. We're taking the piss out of Hoyland. He's got three goals in the champs and none in the Prem. So you don't know.
Okay.
No, it's true.
Okay, but still, I was just saying, you might not even question if he had scored by now. I was just saying,
wait, why are you chatting shit?
Me? Carole.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, yeah, because he scored three pens, to be honest.
Oh, bro, Cole Palmer scored three pens. Are we complaining?
I'm taking
nah,
it. Bro.
I hear it, but he scored three pens.
Do you know how many he missed in his future after those pens he all scored? Man, I forgot the Luton pen that he took.
But that means all of Jackson's goals are open play.
Yeah.
Bro, what the fuck does that mean, bro?
Come on, man. Nah, that's valid.
They've actually...
Let's go look at his open play goals versus Chelsea, bro. They're the same shit, bro.
Nah, but you but can't.
Every
hey, listen.
Goal is the same one with Jackson.
It actually
down
is.
The side, square it, no defenders, just put it anywhere you
hey,
like.
But that's that, it might
I can't lie, he's done that. He's done that against Luton, he's done that a couple times against Tottenham. All right, that's definitely
it. His one good goal, I'll give
Burnley.
It. It's Burnley.
The Burnley
he
goal.
Did that Crofton for no reason. He literally did that Crofton for no reason.
Bro. But do you know man. What? Do you know what? All I was just big up him, innit? Like,
nah, big him up, man. Hail him
Vera,
up.
You got a hattie. Like, I can't remember the last time. Who's the last person to score a hattie? Mount against Norwich.
Yeah, Mount against Norwich.
Fair play, man. Fair play, man. I have to big him up.
Like Omar said at the beginning, well, my two games are very are different to his. Like, he said Arsenal and Tottenham, or mine and Liverpool and Tottenham. And to be honest, I don't care how you get them. I remember Dirk Hout scoring a hat-trick against Man United, and it was the worst hat-trick I've ever seen. Even worse than...
Everything was in a six-yard box. I remember that.
Bro,
as well.
What, the third goal, it was on the line.
On the line, I remember.
And it should have been a Suarez banger. That was a goal of season contender that he took off him. So, I don't care about that. But the fact that when we look at the history of this fixture, because not many hat-tricks have been scored against them, from my memory, in terms of like in recent years, you're going to be on the highlight tape. Like, big him up for that. Like, next week, we go back to... Because I know you're going to go back to your normal shit, Lamin.
Bro, we'll not go even back to next week.
Nah, but you know what's
We got 6 days, bro. And I can't lie. 6 days at the bridge, it is looking peak. It is so peak. If we play
peak
like
to
that...
Peak to who?
For us, bro.
I'm joking.
No, we got something for Pep, though. We got something for him.
What? Hey,
what 3 points. We've got 3 points for him. That's what he got.
Hey, let's move on to there's two players I want to talk about as well. Yes. Mudryk today, yeah.
Are you been loading up a Mudryk agenda?
Hey!
Because you know what's killing
me? You just reminded me. Saying,
everyone was saying, yeah, this is the game for Mudryk, and he comes on to do that.
Bro,
that's true.
I can't like in a high line, this was the perfect game for him.
Literally. I said it. I stand on it at that time. You're looking at the highlight. You're thinking, okay, your quickest player should be able to come on and eat from this, bro. That guy was cheeks.
I'll be real. That is one of the worst cameos I've seen in recent memory. Like, there's even one point that sticks out with me. Yeah, is it might have even been Caicedo who played in the ball as well. He goes out left, 1v1 with Porro.
And he
runs into him, like the literally touch. Gives away a foul. And I said, bro, what are you doing?
You know what kills me as well? You know that, fam, you know the Arsenal goal that he scored there? There people are arguing like, oh, like he did that on purpose. Do you see that cross with his left today, bro?
Yeah, he tried it against the...
Bro, he tried it again. And that...
Bro, someone came over the border, bro.
His weak foot is not good. And Gallagher, hey, Gallagher stunk today.
No, he stunk today.
And it's the third, fourth game in a row where I just see him running around doing fuck all. And
he's stepped off the mark.
Yeah.
I have to be real. He's really stepped off the mark.
Listen, it was a purple patch, bro. Like, this is what I'm saying about today. All three of the midfielders were dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
But two of them were dead for, like, trying things and them not coming off and being a bit, like, off the pace, right? I can give him that.
Yeah.
Gallagher was literally like, I can't even think of like five passes he made. I can't think of a shot he had. I can't think of a tackle he made. Like, he was literally just running
around,
tricking people once again. And then someone had the nerve today to go, yeah, Gallagher's been our best midfielder today. What?
But if you're looking at the performance from all three of them and picking a best. I don't know what gone for you. Like, they all stunk today.
Caicedo was the best in my opinion because he's the one that did the, like, the least worst shit in my eyes.
Bro, Enzo, literally the
Enzo,
best.
Enzo was the worst. Enzo was even worse than Gallagher. But Gallagher was shit. Even Ugo, when he came on today, he stunk as well.
Oh, you see when that Son chance happened? Oh my God. I was ready to lose it.
Nah, he stunk today. I'll put my hands up. I like that but today he stunk. Like,
I thought someone slapping that bottom left.
Should we talk a little bit about the Blackburn game as well?
I can't even remember it, you know. I really tapped out of that game. But
you just want to talk about Leslie in that game, don't you?
Nah, Leslie Bulls. Leslie Bulls. Nah, but in general, like the fans.
Certain man was saying he plays like Busquets. I don't want to say who said that, bro, but
he did that game, bro. But nah, like my problem with it, this is Poch, bro. In general, man, like, it's just none of these wins are convincing, bro. For nothing,
bro. This is like I've never felt like I've won 4-1 or by three clear goals, and it's been so unconvincing.
Bro,
I've got more questions than answers walking away from the game.
Bro, this is the worst 4-1 I've ever watched. Like, what? I've never seen anything like it. Thinking that's a contender for our worst game of the season.
I can't lie though, but who, like, I don't care, bro. It's Tottenham. We want
to
four.
No, bro, no, trust me.
Omar, it's fine. Like the fan side of it, look, you know me, bro. Like Tottenham is by far number one, followed by Liverpool. Like me, I'm taking this win. I don't care by hook or by crook,
bro.
Whether it was 1-0 own goal, 5-0, 10-0, I don't care. Tottenham are beat. But in terms of the actual match and me, what I was seeing on the pitch, right? And I'm saying this because I have to be like, especially for the listeners here, you have to be a bit of an analyst and bring people down to earth a little bit, is don't even look at this result in any kind of way.
Bro,
because
take
it will
nothing
not
from
work
it.
Against anyone else.
If you think we can play like that on Sunday and leave with anything apart from at least four goals in our own net, you're buzzing.
Nah, I can't like, even. Do you know what? This is like, I think also a big factor is that the fact that we weren't playing at Stamford Bridge, like the pitch is so small. I feel like that's also another reason.
How small is small?
Good point, you know.
Wait, what did you say else?
Wait, what would you say else?
How small is small?
I don't know.
Like small enough, like it might have a good personality, but
I think it's the perfect size.
No, but
it depends how you use it. You know, it depends how you use it.
This XG is mud.
Nah, XG aside, yeah, it's a good point because I don't want a new stadium in it. Like, I've been very vocal that I don't necessarily want a new stadium, but I do want a bigger pitch because I feel like the Stamford Bridge pitch, especially in recent times, how we've tried to play, it works against us.
Yeah, I agree with that.
100%.
And then when we go away from home and we play on these larger pitches, like, we look way more comfortable because there's a lot more room to maneuver. But I don't know, because I know you can pick how big you want your pitch on the season, but I don't know if we actually have any room to make the dimensions any wider or you know, for ourselves. But
I don't think we can, because even by the pitch, like, to the side of it, I don't know if you've seen it, but it goes down. I don't know, to be honest, because even as soon as it goes down, as soon as the pitch goes down, it's like the what's it called, like the advertising board, like straight away. So even if you make it bigger, we're talking like centimeters, which is huge. Like centimeters is huge. You get what I'm trying to say, but like, I don't think it's by much. Every inch matters, but I don't know if it's worth the expansion, basically.
Yeah, because like I think when you look at the pitch, it suits our previous eras. Like when we had the two striker era, when we had like even wingers like Hazard do like more like inside rather than outside. But now we've actually got like wide players and we want to spread, like, and we're actually trying to play football. You need a big pitch to do it. And I just think we don't have the dimensions to do what we want to do. But then again, it's our home pitch. So, like, realistically, we should learn how to play on it.
It's true.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Flipping, I was going to say something here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I forgot. So I'm not going to say it now.
Okay, nice one, Els. Thanks for that amazing contribution.
Yeah, no, sorry.
No worries. Love you.
Before
I forget, yeah, one thing that pissed me off was bringing Enzo off when they went on the high line and we bring Mudrik on.
I didn't get that. I can't lie.
I feel that's the point where you bring someone to play those long balls, pause. But he took off our best player to do that. And he left on Cancelo and Gallagher.
It was valid, bro. You may say he was our best player to do that, but he weren't doing it. He was having a poor game.
Apparently he's injured.
Apparently he's what?
Apparently he's injured.
No, I think he did that embarrassment injury, bro.
Yeah, no, I think the same because I didn't see.
I guaranteed he's playing on Sunday and then he's gonna go play for Argentina, bro. That guy's fit, bro.
I don't know. Don't let him lie to you. The Romero tackle was nasty on him.
Yeah, it was.
But that one, the injury though, that the injury, he looked like, well, at the end, he tried to pull like a stunt, like as if he's got like, I don't know if it was a hamstring or what, but. Like Carell said, you know them ones where you have a shit game, you got to pretend like you're in a little
the
bit.
Bukayo Saka.
Bro, he saw Chelsea about to draw to a 10-man, 9-man Tottenham. He said, I'm not being part of this, bro. He saw that joy in headlights, but
also,
it is what it is.
I just remembered something as well, going off the back of Jackson's hat-trick. Els actually asked for David Washington to come on for him, by the way. Before he scored the winner, like, that's like, I remember that clear as day.
Nah. I said at least bring Washington on
for who?
Sterling, bro.
No, you did it, Sterling. You did bro, and it was even me defending Jackson. I said I'll bring on Denzel Washington before I bring on David Washington. Bro. That kid was going back to Brazil yesterday, bro.
Bro, thinking though, that's he was so bad, bro. Like, Jesus Christ,
Jackson. It was an eyesore today, man. But he played one of his worst performances, left with the most goals he scored in a church. Like,
but how many times are we gonna sit here and say, such and such played well, but they left with nothing, man? He left with something.
That's true.
You've got a striker to leave with goals, isn't it? Today, he leaved with goals.
This is
it's an amazing performance.
This is what I'm saying. When it comes to players and sometimes we use stats, sometimes we use eye test, etc., etc. When it comes to someone like the striker, stats I think are everything. I think they boost your confidence. It's when they get stats, your team is more likely to win. No, do you get it?
True. And the thing is, in any normal circumstances, even if he had like a worse performance than he had today and scored a goal or two, whatever it is, I'm still happy at the end of the day. I'll still, like, until he starts, like, for me, it'd be like, until he gives me the numbers, and I'm not just talking like get to 5 goals. If he started getting to 10, 15, 20 goals and he was playing shit but scoring goals, I'm not going to complain. There's 100%. No issue. You're the striker. Because how many times last season, the season before, we were watching Havertz playing in a 9. Doing base in my eyes, fuck all. But people telling me he played well. Okay, but where's your goals, buddy?
Where's your goals, literally?
Yeah, no, true.
Literally, I think after they got the first red card, at that point I was like, you know what, win by any means necessary. This is no longer about, because I don't really care about Tottenham like that too tough. But it was like, we by any means necessary now. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it stinks. If we get lucky, if there's some VAR controversy. Nah, but wait. Sam, just on that, actually, even they should have had 2 reds a lot earlier in the game. It's 100%. Very fortunate that the same 2 players happened to get red cards afterwards. And even
that's
then, the
justice,
the,
bro.
Bro, and even then, the Romero, they were looking at it for like 5 minutes, 7 minutes. I'm thinking, this should literally take you 2 minutes, because I don't want to make the comparison, because I look at like the Gusto red card, for example, and I think to myself, okay, if that's the standard that you might want to set, at least be consistent with it.
100%.
I saw them lot being with checking over Romero, like the first one, what's his name? Udogi, whatever his name is. That 2 feet off the air, no red. I thought, nah, they're taking it. I was getting flashbacks.
He got saved by the fact that
you were getting
Sterling...
flashbacks of Doggy.
Oh, wow.
Well, Els, what was that?
You were getting flashbacks of the Doggy tackle.
Hey, no.
Don't run.
Go back. Go back. Hey, yo. What was I saying? I think he got saved by the fact that Sterling was not trying to lose that left leg or left foot or whatever.
But even still, there's not much contact. Like the intent was there, and on top of that, like, there's no justification that I can see. Like, I want him to bring out the audio now of the. I know we won, but I still like. I'm not letting that slide. You know, I feel like they need to bring out the audio to the decision, because
I hear.
Like I said, it was fortunate that he ended up getting a second yellow, but any other game, like, it could have been different.
Also, yeah, with the Romero one, the first one, I think it's they said, oh, it's petulance more than violent conduct. But I said, how do you determine that? The ball is nowhere near anyone and you kick out at a player. How, jump. Like, mm-hmm. how is that not a red card? Like, because it has nothing, that's not even a football in action. It's not like he kicked the ball away and he was late to kick him. He literally just decided, I'm going to kick this guy in front of me.
Facts.
And Colwill goes down, and whether he makes a meal of it or not, he's gone down, he's injured, or he's hurt. It has to be treated as such.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Do you think, apart from the petulance and the 2 foot from a doggy, do you think anything else was got wrong today on either side?
You know the Caicedo goal. Yeah?
Actually,
that offside for Jackson. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, even when they drew the lines, yeah, I don't know. There was something about, like, it made it seem like there was such a big gap. I don't know.
I think it's more to do with they had to do it because it went through his legs.
Yeah.
If it goes to the side of him, I don't think they give him. They don't give that as an offside, but because it's gone through his legs, it's seen as like interfering play. But obviously, we know now, like, offside is the way they do it. There's no clear guidelines.
Yeah.
I still remember the goal in the Manchester Derby last season where Rashford literally goes to touch the ball.
Bro.
And they said he wasn't offside.
And they gave it. Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. True. But yeah, that one. Any others?
James, when he just elbowed that guy in the face.
I didn't think that was a red card at all.
Well, you thought that was a red elves?
Did he get yellow for it?
No, he didn't get anything.
He should have
gone for that. That's not.
That was not. Whose side are you on, bro? Face.
He literally just.
Whose
jumped
side up. Are you on?
Nah, but listen,
I know you got a research. Jim said yeah. That is not a red. That is not a red.
Nah, listen, as much as I got a research agenda, today he was better than Guston. Last week I said Guston coming on was better than James. So today Reese was good. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll maintain that his cousin wasn't good, but his free balls were.
But you thought that was a red though. That's what I don't understand.
No. At least something, innit? He elbowed man in the face, bro. That's at least a yellow. For no reason as well. Like, if you
nah, wanna... well, nah, he was going. Like... He was jumping.
Yeah,
jumping. No. It wasn't no reason. He was
elbowing
jumping.
Man in the face to me is always nuts because that shit can always go left.
But the thing, but it wasn't like it, even the way it looked, like, it wasn't even an elbow because his arm was like stretching out, but it was like as he was stretching his arm out, it weren't like his arm was like bent and then he elbowed him, like, because he was using it to jump, his arm was extended and then he hit his face. But I didn't even think that was a yellow. I'm biased aside, I don't even think that was worth anything.
That's what I think.
But yeah, no, Reese was good today, man. His free balls today were really good. Like, he really opened
up play. He pinged it to Cucurella so nicely
well. Is it the outside? Was it the outside of the boot?
Nah. That was you're thinking one in the first to Sterling. You know Cucurella's chance where he hit the
he cut back. That
was a James ping.
He sliced it really well there. Now, he did well with the free balls and the long balls over the defense, but his crossing for me is poor.
It was average. I don't think poor. It was average.
I think I didn't deep it until someone said it like a couple of weeks ago. But he just aims for space rather than to hit a man.
But you know why though? Like,
yeah,
for me, the only bit I agree with Els is that sometimes he does it like
hit and hope,
almost knowing that no one's going to be there, which is not great, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, a lot of the times when he does do it, someone should be there. Like, yeah, it's not even a scenario where I could say that, nah, James, like, you're doing it too early or you're doing it when nobody should. Like, bro, you know someone's good at crossing, make the runs. When we talk about Trent's crossing, right, and I'm not comparing their ability at crossing the ball, but the reason why he's so effective is regardless of if he's putting on an area, specifically in an area, or aiming for someone that should be in that area, they have runners going into those places. So more often than not, even if it's back post and it's not exactly going to go on goal, there's someone there to, like, head it back across goal. Or if it's perfectly done, there's people running in back post to tap it in. How many times have we seen Trent cross it and it's Robertson on the other end having the chance? Or it was Mane or Nunes, whoever it is. But it's because they all know Trent's got it here. He can hit us from this area. Just run towards a post. If it's Reece James, run near post. If it's Trent, go towards the back post. I can use KDB, Trippier with Callum Wilson. Bro, Callum Wilson doesn't just stand in a box and it comes to him. He's making a movement because he knows where his right back is going to put the ball. And that's my biggest issue with how we judge or how Els judges his crossing is like, he's not a bad crosser because he does put it in the right areas. Albeit he can temper it in terms of how much he does it. But I've seen Trent do it as well. But we need to actually encourage the fact that, bro, man needs to be getting in these areas. Because when Giroud was about and it was Alonso or whoever crossed, bro, anytime it was going near post, the guy was near it. Whether he's putting it into Matthew Harding, whether he's testing the keeper or he's flicking it in, he was there.
Yeah.
We have to question why no one's ever there, ever.
Yeah, but
if that's the case, why do we keep trying it? And I've had this issue with Chelsea for a while now, man. We haven't had anyone good in the air since Giroud.
You don't need to be good in the air. It's along the floor. The
majority of crosses, we've got no one to get in the end of crosses, bro, since Giroud. Because are fucking strikers, bro. Like, they're all shit. And our wingers, none of them were goal scorers like that. So I don't know why we keep forcing that. Like, I think it's clear where we score most of our goals, which is like through balls, through like the defense and whatnot. We never try to build up through the middle too much. I think the crossing is just a waste, man. We always end up turning the ball over, and that's not reduced to Reece James. That's reduced to like, bro, Cucurella's crossing is fucking shit. Like, that guy in attack is just fucking air. So
I feel like he stopped crossing a lot recently, and I'm very happy. I've clocked him going forward now. He keeps his game very simple. Because he was killing us before when he was trying certain stuff. So
I would argue, I don't have the stats or anything to back this, but I'm just putting a theory out there. There is not a striker who is at the upper end of goal scoring season in, season out, that doesn't benefit from crosses. So as much as through balls, cutbacks, all this stuff are good. Crossing is a big element to it. Like, you could take Haaland, Tony, Wilson, Vardy when he was here, fucking whoever. I can't think of names off the top of my head. But all of them benefit from crossing. The only ones that don't, if we can argue, is probably like Jesus. But he almost plays like a false nine for them.
Yeah.
So he's not really in them scenarios. More time he's a cutback guy. But when you've got guys like Jackson who like to go in behind, you'd like to think that when the ball's out wide, you're going to run to a post and try and nick a goal because you're a guy that wants to get in behind. You don't want to do the whole hold up, bring everyone else in and then, you know, let them eat. You want to be the guy in the end of it. And I argue as well, we don't, like, even though we have three in midfield, not one of them actually commits to being in the box when it comes to chances. Like, Enzo's always on the edge.
Yeah.
Gallagher's somewhere doing something, and then Enzo's deeper. So I don't, like...
Gallagher in that goal, yeah, the way he was running at the keeper and then never recovered his position pissed me off, bro.
I got flashbacks to last season.
Yeah, literally.
When him and Mount were just on the attacking line for no reason. Hey,
one thing we didn't mention about Jackson, though, that Van der Ven hammy, that's all Jackson as well.
Hey.
PMP!
Bro.
PMP!
Yeah, they called me to tell you this guy's fast.
That's what I was going to say.
Because the thing is, Van der Ven loves a... obviously, I'm not going to... I think he's been... he's been solid this season for Tottenham, isn't it? But he loves a recovery tackle. Like that last man, last ditch. Let me abuse my pace type of tackle and it caught up with him today. It's peak.
Let me have a quick look, yeah. So Tottenham this season, right? Everyone's talking about recovery tackle, this guy, that guy. Of all the teams they've played this season, how many African strikers has he played this season?
At PMP, bro.
Bro, that's a different kind of pace, bro. Don't come talk to me about that Eredivisie pace that you brought here. I've seen your wingers. I've seen your strikers, bro. When a real African man's running at you, you need to check them hammies, bro. Rub them with Abuniki before kickoff, bro, and hope for the best. Because another thing that, separately, that I love about this match is that we've single-handedly destroyed Tottenham for the next few games.
Especially their defense.
Their defense is done. They've got
Odogi, Romero, Van de Ven.
Madison gone. Might be injured as well.
Madison.
Oh, no. Now that Cole was put it like that, I'm just raw.
No, but that was my
thing.
Even when we
this
hadn't scored yet,
job.
That was my one takeaway from the match. I even texted my boy, who's an Arsenal fan. I said, "You see what? We've actually done you a favor because we took out their whole, basically the whole defensive line and Madison. Even if we don't win this game, be at peace with it." He was like, "Yeah, fair enough."
I just did something. Well, I just got the info on the line. Jackson Prem hat trick before Hoyland Prem goal.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, and Prem hat trick before Rashford Prem hat trick. But fun fact,
same amount of hat tricks. Gone, Crow.
I was gonna say fun fact as well. Even though he scored a hat trick, he still underperformed his XG today. But...
bro,
Listen, yeah, Jackson now has the same amount of hat tricks in the Premier League as Bergkamp and Cantona.
That's what
We're going to the top, bro. We're going to the top. Hopefully, he is going to the top.
How many goals has he got in the Prem?
He's got five. So he now has more goals than Saka, 10 and 5. Alvarez, more goals than Nunes, more goals than Madison. Blah blah blah.
All I'm going to say is, Alan Shearer. 245.
Wait, 255.
260 in the Prem.
It's got 260, no?
It was 260. 255 for coming.
If Jackson gets to the top, I know I will give him top.
If Jackson gets to the Prem 100 club, Prem 100 club, I'll give everyone a reactionary blues £10 each, bro.
Why don't you give me a reactionary blow?
What?
Huh?
Okay, run a reactionary train then.
Hey, and they told me I was moving mad on the last pod. Say less, bro.
Bro, when a man scores a hat trick against Tottenham, you got to give him top.
Nah, bro. You're better than that one. Come on. You're better than that one.
Oh dear!
But yeah, that was a good match still. Good food, great meal. Sunday.
What did you even think about this Sassy today?
I thought like he made some good like interception, good tackles, but then there was certain things that he was doing is a bit stupid as well. So I thought it balanced out.
Yeah.
There was something when he got the ball at some point in the second half, and he was like just running around the box with it, like trying to.
He gave me a heart attack.
Free man. Yeah. I'm thinking, what the hell are you doing? Boots that ball.
I tell you what, though, he's going to look so much better when Badia Shield's back.
Therefore,
as a partnership, I know it was only a small taste that we saw against Blackburn, but like the understanding between them two and like.
It's good stuff.
Obviously, they're best friends anyway, innit? So it's like, I can feel that. Even though I'm not even saying that, I know I'm on Thiago Silva most of the time, but he's actually not been that bad. But those two together, I think, will take us to another level in terms of we'll have the physicality, we'll have the pace in Badiashile, we'll have the composure. Huh?
And ball playing. And this is not slow, man. He turns like a chop, but today he recovered very well 2-3 times I saw that I was happy about. And he did that against Blackburn too, where he was in the right position because he's managed the thing. He turns like a truck, but he's actually not slow when he's running. So I wouldn't say he's slow per se.
Do you know what?
I think it's like a bit of a myth, you know, about his
I don't
pace.
Think he's slow at all, man. I think he might look slow as well because he's huge, lad.
Did that come from when he was at Monaco?
It came from his FIFA card, bro. Someone put on Twitter that his FIFA card had 46 pace, which was like less than Harry Maguire's. And then everyone ran with it. Guilty as charged as well, to be fair.
Now he's not slow. Because at the end of the day, it's like, more time, he doesn't have to run far as well. So I'm not really seeing him have to do like a Rudiger type run to see how quick he is. But I've not seen him get burnt where I'm like, right, this guy looks old and slow. And naturally, if he was that slow, I don't think they'd pair him up with Thiago Silva of all people.
Yeah,
So
I hear
yeah, we got to rest, put that one in the
so
rest
thoughts
bin.
on City after today's performance?
Yeah, long day.
We're fucking winning it all, guys. Come on.
Bro,
Winning what, Pokemon?
it's a worry though of the finest order. Like, it is so over, bro.
I do know as well, yeah. Do you know what? I'm gonna tell you how the game's gonna go, yeah. We're gonna lose like maybe 1-0 or 2-0, but we're gonna have the life sucked out of us.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Like we're gonna be drained as well.
This is what I thought. This
Oh.
is what I thought was
Tiana
gonna
Trump.
happen.
What choice of words is that? What choice of words is that? Getting the
You
life
never
sucked out of us, we're gonna be drained.
had a life sucked out of you, Oz.
Talking about Manchester City, bro.
I'm asking, like, you know, been to a match,
Nah,
No, but I.
life sucked out of me. Oof, 2019 Travelodge with Omar.
I'll tell you what though. Call me crazy. Call me crazy.
No, Carell. No.
Say it.
Call
me crazy, but I think we could actually get a result out of this.
Oh my
I'm feeling the same. I think we're
God.
on a
I
high.
don't think we might not win, yeah. But okay. So we're facing okay, I know they beat Bournemouth 6-1, whatever,
But
right?
we're talking about Man City, about it, not like Leicester City or another city.
I
It's Man
know,
City.
I know, I know. Listen, let's. Okay, I'm probably. I'm kiss of deathing this whole match by what I'm about to say, but it is what it is. You see, as though you guys think we're gonna lose anyway. Haaland, just take him out the equation because for whatever reason, this guy just doesn't score in these kind of matches against
No,
Arsenal.
why are you gonna say that?
This is my thing, yeah.
But no, but I
Haaland
was.
after
Haaland
the
has
Drogba thing
blanketed.
as well, after the Drogba speech in the Ballon d'Or as well, it's so written. It's so
Hey,
written.
let it be. You lot think it's gonna happen anyway. And when I was sat here saying in like October last season, Arsenal not gonna win the league, not gonna win. People said I was kiss of death in it then, and I knew it was gonna happen. So let me try and do my magic again. Haaland doesn't
Listen,
score in these matches. I don't think Doku's gonna get the same joy as he did against Bournemouth.
Doku against Reece James is going to be interesting. James could either put in a masterclass or he could lose another hand.
He might
Yeah, but
just.
I don't think I've ever what, other than the first like 15 minutes today where I said, right, like this guy could be cooked here. I haven't watched Reece James get done up the way certain men have been done up. Like,
What about
so
Doku?
yeah, he hasn't been put on a poster by a winger. Not since Alphonso Davies came to the Bridge and like just ran him, but he was young back then. Like he was new to the game. No KDB, so we can rely on there not being that one-off pass.
Don't we got our KDB? Don't worry, we've got our K against his old team. He's gonna turn up. He's gonna do something.
And we're putting PNP against them. And I know City don't like PNP.
Well,
This season they ain't liked PNP, bro.
if Jackson puts your Johnny Boy on a poster, you need to be on this next pod, you know.
Huh?
You heard what I said, bro.
He's listen, John Stones' legacy is already certified, bro. We don't need to speak about what
Hey,
happens after one game.
nah,
Hey,
nah, bro.
picture this, yeah. Jackson hat trick against City.
Hey, if he does that,
Els is smoking, bro.
if he does that, I promise. No, in fact, let me have a hat trick's a stretch here. If he scores a brace or a winner against Man City, even if he doesn't score for the rest of the season, I will not even utter a bad word about him ever again.
You can't call him Lamin anymore as well, by the
Listen, I will stop calling him Lamine for this hat trick today. I'll think of a new name, but it won't be Lamine. But that Lamine name's retired, bro. We scored a hat trick against Tottenham. Like Tottenham, I can
at
sleep
their grounds,
happily.
at their grounds.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm deep. I'm definitely. I'm deep. We actually smacked them 4-1 away, albeit under extenuated circumstances. But still,
Like
like,
when was the last time we beat a top six team? That was the game.
But 2 years ago.
oh my gosh, that's true. You know, we didn't beat a single one last
We
year.
didn't bring us. Yeah, no, we
2 years
didn't.
ago, I saw two of
It was
us.
Tottenham. Last one was Tottenham 2-0 at the
Was it?
Bridge. But no, yeah, at the Bridge 2-0 at the
That 2 seasons ago, though?
That must be too cool. That must mean too cool.
That was
then.
Too
cool. Because Potter didn't.
Yeah, that was too cool still. The Ziyech banger and Thiago Silva header.
Oh, my days. I remember that as well.
Yeah. I remember it.
Remember when we used to actually win top six games, so we didn't have to think that far back.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
It was we like today, off topic. Mm-hmm. I was actually looking at our record against Man United and almost threw up because I didn't realize it was so bad.
Yeah, seven draws, bad. Two losses in the league. Seven draws, two losses since our last win.
We haven't beat them at Old Trafford in 10 years.
It's crazy, bro. I just want to say, though, we're undefeated against top six teams this year. Just saying.
Hey, man.
And now we've got City. You have to get that in before we play City. I hear that.
We're good in London as long as we don't go east or west, innit?
true.
Hey, we're comfy enough. I swear, we tore around that block. We said, Arsenal caught life because we should have done them. But Tottenham, you paid for the sins of your cousins up there.
Sanchez, I swear, Sanchez, it will never be. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to get over that until we beat them again because that pissed me off, man.
Else,
yo.
Quick one, yeah. As an Argentinian,
mm-hmm.
how do you actually feel about Romero? Because
I think
this guy confuses me. He's hard, yeah, but he's so head gone that I don't know if I can classify him as good.
Someone said he's Marcus Rojo with a Gucci belt.
Oh, Chai. Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
That's the perfect example, bro.
The thing is, like, he's actually good, but he's so rash. He gives away so many dumb
penalties.
Excuse me. But I think he's a good, like, he's got good qualities as a centre back, but when he loses his head, he's actually a fucking thug. He's worse than Rojo, bro. And when he loses his head, he's just completely like, it's a psychopath, bro. I swear down.
This is what I was saying to
him. Like, if you know Argentinian thugs, they look exactly like him, bro. I don't know how to explain it, but when you see him, you know that guy is a fucking thug, bro. And he is.
You know what's mad, Els? In the World Cup,
he's getting penalties.
There was a few moments I was thinking, you're going to get sent off here. But he must have just looked at Messi and realized that if I fuck this up, someone's going to blame me in Buenos Aires.
Didn't he give away a penalty in the final against Mbappe? Was that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still.
Like, he's rash. Like, if he passes...
Was it
and he's young as well. He's young. He's very young. So, like, if he patterns that side of his game, he can be amazing. And he's done mad well with Van der Ven this season already as it is. But if he doesn't lose his rashness, he's always going to be that. He's just going to be a thug.
Oh, you know what it is? I was saying this to my boy. I think Romero is a good defender. But until he matures that rashness and head loss out of his game, he will never be anything more than just good.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. If he takes that off his game, he can be clear. Like, he can be an amazing defender. But if he doesn't, he's just going to keep doing the same shit he's doing.
On the commentary, they were going, Romero's been praised for his discipline. He's only got 2 yellow cards in 10 games. And literally 5 minutes later, he got sent off.
He did it to Enzo as well, fam. So you know it's not even hatred. It's just pure
rap. Yeah, I was deep in that, you know. Like, if you put an attacker like that on your countryman and you, let's say, you injure him, kind of like whoever did that to Nkunku in the training camp, how does that exchange go when you guys next see each other? Like,
they're calm with it, bro. They can't. You know why? Think about, like, Sergio Ramos. When he used to play against Barca, bro, this guy would be all out trying to kick Xavi, Iniesta, whoever was there. But you just shake hands and you go to national
school. It's true. It's football at the end of the day. Even Pepe, blood. Pepe used to get onto, like, all the Spanish youth. I think there was a Portuguese player at the time. But they get back and they're friends, bro. Like, it's life.
I remember this reminds me of the Sterling Gomez incident where they beefed in City versus Liverpool. Then they both got called up to England and they beefed in the canteen again.
But English players are different, though. Like Argentinians are mad because I remember Diego Milito and Gabriel Milito, they were talking about how even when they were kids and they played against each other, they'd be scrapping on the pitch. But they have a good relationship off the pitch.
Argentinians, bro, when it comes to the thing is, we did have a period of time, I think that's when we fell off as a football team, like for like 10 years, where the last 10 years, we weren't, like, as a team, there was nothing there. And then we only meant, like, it's only Scaloni that's managed to bring that back to the team kind of thing. Like, we're usually quite a united team. Bro, bear in mind, we have rivalries like Boca Juniors and River, which right now there's not many players coming out from there. But back in the day, we used to have Boca Juniors and River Plate, and then they come to the national team and they're playing well together.
Oh my
and
days.
They love each other.
You just
and
reminded
how
me.
deep that rivalry goes, bro.
I take back everything I said. Julian Alvarez is going to dun us on the weekend. I completely forgot about him.
He's been all right, but he's been...
He's going to dun us on the weekend, bro. All
right, so what's everyone's score predictions then?
I think it's 2-1 for City or for Chelsea. It can go either way, but it's a 2-1.
2-0 City. And I'm actually going to the stadium as well, actually. I'm still trying to...
Oh,
trying to
debate Shams, who's going?
I think it's
said
me.
She might sell her ticket, you know.
He?
Yeah. Yeah,
she has to. If we have any hope of winning, she has to.
At the moment, it's just me, Faye, and one other person because no one else got tickets. VWR has been peak, even went for Sheffield tickets today. Nothing, bro.
I'm gonna go for, let me be bold, Chelsea 2-0.
Oh, my days.
Kirill,
nah.
Are you trying to be different? Is this thought out? Are you just hoping?
Did you listen to what I said? I said, let me be bold. Chelsea 2-0.
Kirill, you're forgetting who is attending the match. Shems.
Wait. Hold on.
I'm saying, maybe not Shems by himself, but you know when Shems is like in a group as well, it adds to that.
Certain man were taking pictures at 2-0 up, saying we're not the bad luck child. And Robert Sanchez said, "Wait there."
I'm just gonna say it because if I at least put it out there, it might, you know, I mean, the tongue is a powerful weapon, isn't it? You know what I mean? So let me try and use it to say that it's a.
You know what? If Carell's prediction is right, and we win, you know what? Even if we just win. Actually, no. If we win 2-0,
maybe we're the
disruptors
this season.
I promise you, if we win 2-0, I will go on 10 pods in a row. I will make the time, I swear.
Bro,
if we win 2-0.
Shems, deep it, bro. This season, it could be like that Mourinho season where we win fuck all year, but we just beat everyone at the top. Like, you never know.
Aye, but we got Poch, man. It's not happening. Look, I'm going to say 3-1 City.
What's the goal going to be? Palmer penalty?
Nah, man.
Nah, do you know what? A Kanji own goal.
2-1.
Hey, we've been getting a lot of penalties recently. I just deep that.
They owe us for all the years they didn't give them to us, man.
Yeah, true. But one thing I wanted to say before we wrap up. We're now 3 games into this like 8 game run of death or whatever that I like to call it. We got left.
We've got 4 points so far.
Four points.
4 points out of 3 games. So
3 games, yeah. And we've got City, Newcastle, Brighton, United. I include Everton in that run purely because it's Goodison Park. That's it.
Goodison Park is a hell.
And there's like Fugazi stuff that happens there. So we've got 4 points out of a possible 9 so far. No, that's crap maths. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is right. Yeah,
no, that's right.
4 points out of 9, which is not great, to be fair. But out of the next 15, how many do you reckon we pick up?
6 minimum.
Mm-mm. I think we can get 9.
Then I'm hopeful, man.
Wait, what are the teams again?
I feel like we beat Brighton. We beat Brighton. We beat Newcastle.
Wait, say the home. Say if they're home and away when you list them out.
So we've got City at home, Newcastle away, Brighton at home, United away, Everton away.
Right.
For me personally,
six points max.
We beat Brighton and we beat Everton.
I think we can beat United as well.
And we draw with Newcastle away.
I think we can beat United, man.
Nah, that
this is our best chance. This is our best chance. No, but this is our best chance to do it, though.
Ten Hag gets sacked before we play them. That's my prediction.
And
then we lose
manager bounce.
I think we're getting 8 points. I think we'll lose to City. I think we'll draw to Newcastle. We'll beat Brighton. Draw to United. And I think we'll beat Everton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be
bad because 11 points out of that run. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Not 11, sorry. Yeah, 12. 12 it would be.
Basically, nah, we're getting six, man.
Oh,
we're
oh,
six.
Oh, 12, 12, 12 out of the eight matches.
Yeah.
So we got half the points.
Yeah, but that's like the hardest run you can go through. This
season, yeah. True. It's true. Yeah.
With that, I think once we come out the other side of that, we should know a lot more about ourselves as a side.
Yeah. That's what.
But
that's
we only we do better against big teams anyway. So I don't know if we do know more about our side ourselves, because I feel like we do shit against like the low blocks, the like bad teams, like quote unquote. But then the bigger teams, when they play like more open, I feel like it looks like we got like more freedom and whatnot. So we might look better, but I don't know. Like in a run like this, we may pick up a lot of points, but we'll just probably go up and drop them again against Sheffield United for the Wolves afterwards. And
the next game after Everton away is Sheffield at home, which is going to be a low block at Stamford Bridge. And the last time we saw that, we lost 2-0. So, you know, we'll see. But yeah, the match today, the performance was horrible, but we take the result every day of the week.
And
every day of the week.
Before we go, free Palestine, man.
Of course.
Free the people.
Every time, man. Every time. But yeah, man, that's been another episode of Reactionary Blues. Make sure you go follow all of our socials to be in the descriptions. And we'll see you guys next week, where hopefully we beat the champs.
Double. John Terry has won the double. And the shit from the lane of one fuck all again. John Terry has won the double.
And that is in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Not as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Wasn't his goal to win. And it's like a chain of Vicky. Would you have thought of a chain? Oi, them man drip like 20 on me, like punching the door. Formation, feet, 4 feet, I'm fighting, I'm fighting the side.